I left New Orleans several days later and went to the Rio Grande Valley. The Rio Grande Valley runs into the Gulf of Mexico at Brownsville. 60 miles upriver from Brownsville is the town of Mission. The valley runs from Brownsville to Mission, a strip of ground 60 miles long and 20 miles wide. The area is irrigated from the Rio Grande River. Before irrigation, nothing grew here but mesquite and cactus. Now it is one of the richest farm areas in the U.S. A 3-lane highway runs from Brownsville to Mission, and the towns of the valley string out along this highway. There are no cities in the valley and no country. The area is a vast suburb of flimsy houses. The valley is flat as a table. Nothing grows there but crops, citrus and palms brought from California. A hot, dry wind starts every afternoon and blows until sundown. The valley is citrus country. Pink and red grapefruit grow there that will not grow anywhere else. Citrus country is real estate promoted country. Country of flimsy houses, bidewee tourist courts, and old people waiting around to die. The whole valley has the impermanent look of a camp or carnival. Soon the suckers will all be dead, and the pitchmen will go somewhere else. During the 20s, real estate operators brought trainloads of prospects down to the valley and let them pick grapefruit right off the trees and eat it. One of these pioneer promoters is said to have constructed a large artificial lake and sold plots all around it. The lake will sub-irrigate your groves. As soon as the last sale closed, he turned off the water and disappeared with his lake, leaving the prospects sitting there in a desert. As put down by the realtor, citrus is a flawless setup for old people who want to retire and take life easy. The grove owner does nothing. A citrus association cares for the grove and markets the fruit and hands the owner a check. Actually, citrus is a risky deal for the small investor. Over a period of time, the average return is high, especially on pink and ruby red fruit. But a small operator cannot ride out the years when the prices are low or the yield of fruit small.